When the Army Air Corps chose a plot of land off South Congress Avenue in Austin for a World War I airbase, it was considered far from town. Crews completed an armory, landing strip, and barracks. But 11 days after Penn Field was occupied, in 1918, the war ended. The buildings, constructed of Texas brick and longleaf pine and pre-engineered frames, later housed manufacturing companies and warehouses. Some stood empty until their roofs collapsed. Time forgot Penn Field, named for a deceased local aviator, but the city grew up around the dilapidated property until 1999, when developers bought the former base and held a design competition for its use. Austin architect Michael Antonora won with an adaptive reuse concept for a business park, melding the aeronautical history of the site with industrial materials from the original buildings. The result is a mixed-use campus that honors the footprint of the base and reuses original materials wherever possible. A copper waterfall near the entrance is shaped like vintage airplane wings. Building exteriors feature reused brick, concrete blocks, and steel frames whose upward sweep suggests flight. Arches were restored, bricked-in windows opened. Interior spaces range from 1,600 to 15,000 square feet. Buildings are clustered to encourage pedestrian traffic. To add visual interest at the 16-acre site, Antonora created breaks in some structures and also installed fountains and painted steel frame canopies. Penn Field tenants include corporate offices, small design stores, and a theater. The original armory, now occupied by Clear Channel, has exposed load-bearing beams, concrete floors, and open space with corrugated tin dividers. Next door is a spare, pre-engineered building home to Gibson Guitars. Antonora's idea was to reorganize, clarify, and embellish the rich palette of materials already on site. The result looks back to the 20th century and forward in the 21st.